Congratulations. For the second year in a row, the Supreme Court has cleared its docket. Zero pending cases carried over from the last term. So what this means from a practical standpoint is that if you argue in a case during the fall or the spring, the court has committed to get the opinion out by the end of the term, which is usually in June. They're not promising, but they're committed to the process. If you look, what I love about this chart is you can see how staggering it is over the last, 13 years, where we used to carry over 82 cases in the term. So it is a huge deal that y'all are being that productive. I remember Chief Justice Jefferson would talk about the reason why he thought the backlog was so high was instability on the court and lack of resources. What do you attribute to these zero figures that we're seeing?
I think changes on the members of the court is a big part of it. During that period in the 2000s where you see the numbers bouncing around in 50s and 60s, there was a great deal of turnover and changes every year or two on the members of the court. I came in 2012, and Devine came in shortly after me, like a month after, and Brown came 6 or 7 months after that. And so since middle of 2013, we've not had any turnover among the justices on the court. And that does help because as you can see, the bump from 10 to 14 in 2012 to 2013, I could probably trace that to Devine and I coming on the court at the end of 12 and early 14. There were just a few cases we had to catch up on to decide how we were going to vote and some cases be the deciding vote.